understand it. Understand that it doesn't know what it is doing. Teach them that they are leaders. They will like that. They know it.
And when you say they have a lot to teach society, is it that in the sense of what they have taught me in terms of making me realize it's not docile little, you know, automatons that I want to engage with? You know, it is.
You're not trying to break them.
Right.
Society wants to break them. But what's happening is the more society seeks to break them because they are amplifying society's fear, the stronger they are coming forth. Mm-hmm. So society will never break them because it's contrary to your natural state of being, you see. Mm. And so that's what they're trying to teach. And you don't want to break them. That's why we began by saying you have the best and the brightest there, you see. You don't want to break them. You want to understand them. You'll hear much more as we are moving forward. And it is our expectation that we will all hear much more from all of them.
Thank you very much.
Let's begin something, and then we will finish it after segment of refreshment. Right here, yes.
Aloha, Abraham. Would you describe for me the relationship between impulse, intuition, and connection to source?
We would say that intuition and connection to source are on the same wavelength. All of them could be, but there's a difference in impulse, and we'll come back to that. In other words, when you are in alignment with source, and that call of source is calling you, and you have that feeling of wanting to go there, that's alignment. It's possible, however, for you to have been beating the drum of unwanted things and to hook into a stream of consciousness in mass consciousness that is other than the call of source that could evoke an impulse from you. In other words, if someone were to sock you in the nose, your impulse would be to sock them back, but it would not be inspiration from source.
So the qualifying ability to discern an impulse that is aligned with intuition and connection to source is how the impulse makes you feel?
Exactly. And so now we would say connection to source is always the downstream thought. An impulse could be either one. If it feels good, it's a connection to source. It's a downstream thought.
In the situations where a person is in despair and their impulse is vengeful, and it is a downstream thought for them, what would be the...
Do you follow that? That's really interesting because some of them are not hearing it, so let us just take a very brief moment. But if you are in a state of fear and you are reaching for a thought of relief and you find a feeling of revenge coming over you, even though society would condemn you for your feeling of revenge, especially if you act upon it, that feeling of revenge is a relief from the insecure feeling of fear or depression that you were feeling before. So take it where you were going.
Okay, so then the key would be the experience of the impulse is a relief. The action of the impulse, however, if I'm understanding you, would revert back to a disconnect. If intuition and connection to source are aligned, impulse can go either way. The impulse of vengeance can be a relief from fear or despair. The action of vengeance, that impulse to act, would not necessarily promote that relief.
Well, here's the thing, and we'll talk about this in detail when we come back from segment of refreshment, but if you are seriously looking for feelings of relief and you're reaching for the next and the next and the next, you may very well move right through the feeling of revenge before you act on it. If you move into a feeling of revenge